ووقفنا في اللقاء السابق حينما اجتمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأنبياء والمرسلين في بيت المقدس تحت قبته الشريفة، ودفعه جبريل وقال له تقدم يا محمد ليؤم الأنبياء إخوانهم من الأنبياء والمرسلين جميعا في صلاة جامعة. هذه الصلاة كانت بمثابة تسليم مفاتيح القيادة البشرية لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولأمته. سببين، لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هيأتي يوم القيامة يسموه الشهيد على الأنبياء وعلى المرسلين وعلى الأمم، وستكون أمته هي الأمة الشهيدة التي تشهد على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين، لأن بين أيديها الكتاب الخالد الذي لم يحرف ولم يبدل أبدا. وكانت يعني بيت المقدس كانت أيضا إشارة ورسالة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وللمسلمين جميعا أنها مسؤوليتكم أنتم، مسؤوليتكم أنتم، مسؤوليتكم أنتم. وتوفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دون أن يفتح الأقصى، وكانت بين أيدي الرومان الذين سيطروا عليها فترة طويلة جدا، حتى أتى عمر بن الخطاب وأعد 4 جيوش على رأسها 4 من صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: جيش أبو عبيدة بن الجراح، وجيش عمرو بن العاص، وشرحبيل بن حسنة، وخالد بن الوليد. And we stopped last time on the point that when Umar ibn al-Khattab prepared 4 armies for conquering Jerusalem and taking Al-Aqsa Mosque from the hands, and we talked about how the Prophet ﷺ led the messengers and the prophets, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the leadership of this nation and the leadership of the whole world and to his ummah. And now Umar ibn al-Khattab sent 4 armies led by Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Khalid ibn al-Walid, Shurahbil ibn Hasanah, and Amr ibn al-Aas. These 4 heads of the company, the very important companions, and they conquered it. And you know how the Prophet ﷺ spent 15, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, 15 years preparing the hearts of the people until they were able to enter the land again. 7 centuries on the hands of the Romans. 7 centuries. But 15 years of preparation of the hearts, preparation of belief, faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the victory of the Muslims. If we just have a look about the martyrs and about the people killed in those battles, you will find them for conquering Palestine or Palestine, 15,000 martyrs. Allah. 15,000 martyrs. At the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, only 9,000 martyrs of the whole yani conquests that he made throughout the world. 9,000 مجاهد بس يقتل على عهد سيدنا عمر في الغزو. تعرفين عمر يعني وصلت الفتوحات لفين، يعني العراق والمغرب ومصر، هذه الأمور كلها. ولكن في فتح فلسطين بس 15,000 مجاهد يقتل. كان المسلمين قتل في هذه المعركة بس في المعارك لفلسطين 5,000 صحابي من صحابة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. 5,000 among the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were killed in Palestine. This land includes the corpses of 5,000 among the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. 15 women were killed. At the time of Umar, only 8 women were killed in all the battles. But in this specific conquests, 15 women were killed. And then Umar ibn al-Khattab took his camel and went to Palestine to receive the keys of the city. And they were receiving him in a very great reception. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, you know the story, that he had a camel and he had his slave. And they were consecutively exchanging rights. And when he entered the Palestine, the people found him, you know what Umar used to do? It was a muddy earth, and he took the rope of the camel and his slave was riding. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah walked towards Umar ibn al-Khattab and telling him, Umar ibn al-Khattab, the people, it's haiba. Glory of Islam should be high in the eyes of those people. And he said, oh, it's more proper that you ride the camel and you clean your hands and yourself, and then you enter to the people. And he said his prominent and very important sentence, which was pronounced at the time of Umar, Ya Aba Ubaidah, نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. نحن قوم أعزنا الله بالإسلام. فإن ابتغينا العزة في غيره أذلنا الله. We have taken our glory in Islam, and if we seek glory in other things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate us. This is true. You think that your glory is acquired through a luxurious house and a luxurious car and plenty of wealth that you have? You think so? متخيل ان العزة بتجيلك بانك انت لابس كويس ولا ماشي كويس ولا راكب كويس؟ لا. عمرها ما هتجيب. العزة بالإيمان. بقوة الإيمان في الله. العزة من عزة الله سبحانه وتعالى، بانك انت تاخذ العزة منه هو، الغنى فيه هو، التوكل عليه هو. This is glory. True glory lies in Islam. And the Jews surrounding the city found him having his clothes torn apart. And some of his, that's why when they saw him, they said, it's him, it's him, it's him. Abu Ubaidah asked it, what do you mean by the word it's him? They said, we found that the man who is taking the keys of this land has a full of glory looking to the heavens, and his clothes are torn. It's Umar ibn Khattab. He was not caring about the clothes, but he was caring about belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he refused to offer the two rakats of prayer on Al-Qiyamah church, mainly for one reason, not to take it as a place of worship for the Muslims, not to take it as a mosque. Know how tolerance of Islam at the hands of Umar ibn Khattab. And then Umar ibn Khattab gathered all the people in Palestine and told him, I'm going to have just a little and a few speech for you. And they found the highest place. You know what is the highest place then?
Sakhra?
Hadabat al-Julan. They walked until they went to this mountain, and he raised, and he called upon Bilal ibn Rabah and told him, Ya Bilal, call for the prayer. And he said, no, I have sworn by Allah that I will never call the people for prayer after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. I will never let anybody other than the Prophet ﷺ listen to my voice. And he said, no, this is a day for the glory of Islam. And then he raised into the mountain and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And when he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, all the people surrounding Umar shed tears, because they remember the most beloved one who prayed in the very specific place, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And until they heard the voice and the cryings of Umar ibn al-Khattab on that place. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it in the hands of the Muslims until the belief also fell and went down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it from their own hands until another person coming. His name is Salahuddin, who tried his hard, and tomorrow inshallah we will continue telling a little bit about the efforts of Salahuddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaj'alana mimman yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan da'ima wa qalban khashi'an wa yaqinan sadiqan.